Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is The Big Interview. Thank you very much for joining us. And my guest today is Moeketsi Sekola. He's a former PSL top goal scorer. He says to me that he wouldn't mind reaching the same numbers or even surpassing the numbers that he reached in 2015 of around 15 goals. What he also says is that Giovanni Solinas was the best coach he worked under and he wouldn't mind joining him in future. And what about the interest with Orlando Pirates? Well, he says if the interest is there, he would really, really be happy about joining Orlando Pirates. This is The Big Interview, and I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I'm now joined on the line by Moeketsi Sekola. He's a striker at Highlands Park, former PSL top goal scorer. Moeketsi, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. Tell us a little bit about where you are now in terms of pre-season at Highlands Park. How is pre-season and how is the team doing so far?
Since we started, my brother, everything has been running smoothly for us. We are working very hard to make sure that we start the season on a high note. So it's been a very good pre-season for us up to so far. The team is looking well and sharp.
All right. And then obviously you've come back from the National First Division, even though you spent 6 months on loan at Chippa United, but the team has come back from the NFD. You were part of the second half of the season with them. Do you think that the team is strong enough to be able to sustain itself in the PSL?
Yeah, to be honest with you, Nobra, like since I've been joining these guys, I think we are strong enough working as a collective from the coaches down to the players. Yeah, like working as a collective, so I think it's strong, very strong enough to survive in the PSL.
And it's strong enough to survive. Okay, then we take that out of the way and say, how far do you think you can go then? Okay, you are strong enough to survive. Are you strong enough to get into the top 8, or are you strong enough to be top 5 at least?
Yeah, to be honest with you, my brother, I think our first priority is to make sure that the team stays in the PSL. That's our main thing. Obviously, everything that comes, it will be a bonus for us. It will be a bonus for us. But the main priority is to make sure that the team remains in the PSL.
All right. And your story is amazing and remarkable in that a lot was expected from you when you finished as the top goal scorer in the Premier Soccer League. Let's talk about what happened. In 2015, you were the top goal scorer. You won the award. And, you know, you were on fire at Free State Stars. You played at Bafana Bafana, even though not a lot of chance was given to you, because I remember you only playing one or two matches. What happened to Moeketsi Sekola since then?
Remember, I don't know what to say, but then I think what disrupted my performance was injuries. After that season, I had a lot of injuries. You know, the injury is not easy. Like, it's tough, my man. It's another setback. And obviously, when you're out for some time, obviously, like, there are players who are taking your chance, who are taking their chance to make sure that they push very hard. And obviously, like, you won't be like as fit as you are before you got injured. Obviously, like, injuries played a big role in my performances.
There were a lot of surprise moves as well. I understand the injury part, but from Free State Stars, one would have expected you to fly to perhaps Pirates or Chiefs or Sundowns or Supersport, but we saw you going to Highlands Park and Chippa, you know. So how did those moves come about, and why couldn't you move towards an upper trajectory where you go to the bigger clubs?
You know, bro, yes, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, it's always tough. Like, when you're still under contract with a team that doesn't want you to move, you know, like, obviously you have to save that contract until the end of it. So it makes it difficult for you to move to another team if your team doesn't want you to, like, doesn't want to part ways with you. You see, like, obviously, like, I have to stay and be patient so that at least my contract can run out at Free State Stars in order to make, like, you know, a move after that. So obviously, I had to wait for that time, and obviously there were a lot of teams interested. So Highlands Park, at least, it presented me with a better offer than the rest of the teams. So I had to go with Highlands Park.
And when you say better, do you mean financially or the opportunity to play? Could you not perhaps make a sacrifice to go to a bigger club and fight for a place there?
You know, obviously as a player, my man, when you begin to achieve, you look at what they're offering you, and obviously your chances of playing. You know, the most important thing, my man, is like getting game time in order to be where you were before. Unlike going to a big team, then you end up there, always on the bench doing nothing.
All right. And now at age 29, you're approaching 30. What can we be able to see Mweketsi being a top goal scorer? What more can we expect from you as a football family, as fans? What can we see? What else can we see? Because sometimes players can reach their peak, and everything else that happens afterwards is all downhill. Is there still more to come from you?
You know, my brother, like when growing up, man, I've always been looking up to Mbesuma. You know, if he did it, man, twice, I don't see nothing stopping me from doing it once more. Or, you see, because obviously he's a striker, he plays the way I'm playing, so he did it twice. Obviously, like, as for me, that's what I'm challenging myself, to go again and have that feeling of winning, to goal scorer again. But then I'm not going to put myself under pressure. You know, as a striker, get one goal, two goals, like, always follow like that.
And let's talk now about the interest from Orlando Pirates. I mean, it was reported Usibonele Ngidi from Highlands Park, the spokesperson there, said that there is no such thing. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Orlando Pirates were looking for you earlier this year. There was interest. Let's talk about that interest. How far is it now? Are you still in discussions with them?
To be honest, like, I've been really it's on the newspapers, you know, like everybody else, you know, I didn't read it, it's on the newspapers. I don't know how true it is or how false it is. Serious, I didn't read it on newspapers. I don't know. I even see our PRO commenting, but then even the club never said anything about it. I don't know how true it is or how false it is.
So you can confirm to us that nothing has been spoken to you with your agent about the interest of Orlando Pirates?
No, nothing ever.
All right. And if it happens, I mean, I'm sure they would have spoken to you when you were in hot form. If it happens, what would be your consideration? Would you be encouraged to go there, even though they have like Justin Shonga, Mulenga, and other strikers there?
If I had a chance for me to go, obviously I would have gone. Man. Obviously, competition is everywhere. When you are playing soccer, there's competition everywhere. Whether it's a small team, it's a big team, there's competition. There's no team that guarantees you a game time. All you have to do is to just go and fight and see if you can gain a starting bet or what. If not, you can keep on fighting until you get to a starting bet.
All right. And your former coach, Giovanni Solidis, has now been recently employed at Kaizer Chiefs. And I realized that you were one of his main strikers. You worked together. We spoke to Danny Fente, your former colleagues, and Nhlanhla Vilakazi about Giovanni Solidis. What can you tell us, the fans, about him, his tactics? What kind of coach is he?
To be honest, man, I'm very, very happy for him. I'm very, very happy for him, my man. He's one of the best coaches I ever worked with. Likes his players, but he's someone who demands hard work all the time. After training, can juggle and everything. But once we step onto the pitch, my man, he demands hard work throughout. He's a very good coach, and I'm pretty sure that he's going to make Kaizer Chiefs supporters happy, my man. The way he makes football so simple. So I'm pretty sure that he's going to make Kaizer Chiefs fans very happy.
And with that being said, I mean, I can understand it because you worked with him and you were scoring under him. With that being said, then, he coached Tendai Ndoro in Saudi Arabia. That's why a lot of the newspapers and the media are saying maybe Tendai Ndoro might go to Kaizer Chiefs. He coached you and you scored under him. Can we see something similar where you join, you rejoin him? Would you like to work with him in future?
Yes, but maybe there's an opportunity. If the opportunity arises, I'll, like, obviously I'll grab it with both hands. Knowing him as a coach, we work together back then in the system. Obviously, if the opportunity arises, then I wouldn't mind working with him again.
Yeah. All right. And then, like I said earlier, that when you played for Bafana Bafana, I remember vividly because I was a fan of yours because I like top goal scorers. One game you came second half. I think we played Nigeria. You came in second half, and then the next game you played only 45 minutes, and nothing much was seen from you. And I remember the coach was Sheikh Mashaba at that time. Now tell me, what was the conversation between you and Sheikh Mashaba? What is it that he didn't like from you? What did he want you to improve on in order for you to get to the starting lineup?
You know, my man, like, everything was fine, man. We still good coach, but then, you know, like, it was my first time joining in Bafana Bafana Jersey, so it wasn't gonna be that easy, you know, to go there and perform. But then I tried my best, you know, to perform. But then you always, you know, like, coach's decision is always final, you know. Once you decided on something, it stays like that. You can't, like, try and change it, you know. So, like, that's what happened. But then we're getting along very well with Coach Sheikh Mashaba. Nothing had happened at all. We're getting along very well.
All right. And then one of the final few questions that I have for you is about Highlands Park. One of the things that they've said is that the reason why you guys were promoted is because all the players that they used to pay in the PSL, they didn't change their salaries. They were still professional. They still treated you as if you were still in the EPSA Premiership. Can you be able to corroborate that? What kind of management did the management style change when you got to the NFD? Is it that reason perhaps that you bounced back very quickly?
Yeah, I think it's one of the reasons, man. Of course. Obviously, when the guys go down, they kept everything. Like you said, most of the players were there. Nothing changed regarding, like, salaries, penalties. Everything stays like the way it was. You know, I think that's one of the reasons, because they even kept core of the team, you know, to make sure that they bounce back. So I think that's the reason. Even, like, the collectiveness of the guys, starting from the coaches, Owen Dagama, Alan Free, boils down to the players, like, my man, there was that brotherhood bond. We wanted this, like, one common thing, which is to win the league and get back to PSN.
All right, and before we let you go, I want you to commit to at least a range. Like, when you were sleeping in the past few weeks and you were thinking about the upcoming season, what number would disappoint you in terms of goals scored? Which number, like less than 10, would disappoint you if you don't score less? If you score less than 10 goals, if you score maybe less than 15, what numbers were you thinking around in the past few weeks as you plan for the season ahead?
You know, like, my brother, obviously, like, for me, I like to score more goals. Like I said, you know, as a striker, we are being judged by scoring goals, right? So obviously under 10, it will be bad for me. Under 10, it will be bad for me. So at least if it can be more, you know. Like I said, as strikers, we've been judged by goals. So under 10,
And which number would make you very, very happy? You know that, you know what? I know that 20, the last time we reached 20 in the PSL was Nomvete in 2012. So which number would make you like, you know what, I can retire now, having known that I've made history in South Africa?
You know what, man, like, obviously for me, man, I'm gonna try and challenge, like, my goals, like 2014-15 season, you know, I'm gonna try and surpass that number, you know, without even putting pressure on myself, but then I'll try and challenge that number.
All right. And if you get there, you will be very, very happy.
Yeah, if I can surpass it, I'll be very, very happy.
All right, Mokesi, thank you very much, man.
Okay, thanks very much, Nebra, for having me.
Radio. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for downloading and playing this show. This was a big interview brought to you by Sokala Duma Radio. I am Nkululeko Nkeo. For now, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.